climate change was the subject of U.S. Representative Mike Doyle's town hall on Wednesday in Pittsburgh, and it was a number one voting issue for many who attended. Elise Yoder of Forest Hills said there's no time for solutions that don't bring about sweeping changes. She criticized Doyle for not prioritizing the issue.
No, I don't think he's been outspoken enough. It's so urgent right now.
A United Nations report last year said the world needs to cut carbon emissions by up to 50% in the next decade, or suffer temperature increases that will cause devastating harm to the planet. Experts at the panel talked about technological and legislative fixes for the crisis. Doyle also outlined a political solution, voting Democratic.
I think that if we're going to be able to enact robust legislation to stop climate change, we're not only going to have to maintain our majority in the House, we've got to change a lot of faces in the United States Senate, and most importantly, in the White House.
The Trump administration has rolled back an Obama-era initiative to cut carbon emissions from coal-fired power plants, the Clean Power Plan, in favor of ACE. The Affordable Clean Energy Rule eases restrictions on those plants. On Tuesday, a coalition of 29 cities and states, including Pennsylvania, sued to block the new rule because it fails to set limits for greenhouse gases.